and a good afternoon, Orofino. It's Monday and time for your Soul Care Minute. Just days before Thanksgiving, and today your moment of reflection is brought to you by Augie's Deli.
Hey there, friends. This is Christina with your Soul Care Minute. Let's pause and remind ourselves and those around us that life matters. We are not replaceable. And hope is real. Melody Beattie shares with us that gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast and a house into a home and a stranger into a friend. Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. Sarah Josepha Hale was a passionate woman of gratitude and vision, with a dream of uniting a country. Her brave voice and untiring devotion to seeing one day set aside for a national celebration of thanks gave us our holiday of Thanksgiving that we celebrate today. Sarah Hale was born in New Hampshire in 1788. Educated at home, she began to teach school at the age of 18. She also began in her spare time to write poetry. It was in the second collection of poems that we have one of the most famous poems in the English language, Mary Had a Little Lamb. Even before Sarah had published her famous poem, she had written a novel, and it was called Northwood. It was published in Boston in 1827. Northwood, which was descriptive of New England character and manners, first introduced the American public to what would become one of Sarah's lifelong obsessions, the promotion of the holiday of Thanksgiving. In 1860, she wrote, "Everything that contributes to bind us in one vast empire together, to quicken the sympathy that makes us feel from the icy north to the sunny south that we are one family, each a member of a great and a free nation, not merely the unit of a remote locality, is worthy of being cherished. We have sought to reawaken and increase this sympathy, believing that the fine filaments of the affections are stronger than laws to keep the union of our states sacred in the hearts of our people. We believe our Thanksgiving Day, if fixed and perpetuated, will be a great and sanctifying promoter of this national spirit." It was 70 years later, after that initial launch in 1871, that Sarah's Second Crusade to have the National Thanksgiving Day proclaimed, not by the president, but by an act of Congress, the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives passed a bill establishing that Thanksgiving would occur annually on the fourth Thursday of November. So on November 26, 1941, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed the bill into law. So what is your vision? What is that burning dream in your heart? Don't give up. Give it a voice and a chance. You might just stand before presidents and kings and help to shape a nation's heart. As we draw closer to our time of celebration, pause with me and hear the words of another woman with equal vision and passion, a dear friend of Sarah's and the editor of her poems, Lydia Marie Child. So raise your mug and toast. Pull the woolen wrap a little tighter, and remember with me the smell of pumpkin pie and the first skiff of snow and Grandma's homemade rolls as I give you Over the River and Through the Wood. Over the river and through the wood to Grandfather's house we go. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifted snow. Over the river and through the wood to Grandfather's house, away! We would not stop for doll or top, for 'tis Thanksgiving Day. Over the river and through the wood, oh, how the wind does blow. It stings the toes and it bites the nose as over the ground we go. Over the river and through the wood and straight through the barnyard gate, we seem to go extremely so, it is so hard to wait. Over the river and through the wood, when Grandmother sees us come, she will say, "Oh dear, the children are here, bring a pie for everyone." Over the river and through the wood, now Grandmother's cap I spy. Hooray for the fun! Is the pudding done? Hooray for the pumpkin pie! Over the river and through the wood, with a clear blue winter sky, the dogs do bark and children hark as we go jingling by. Over the river and through the wood to have a first-rate play, hear the bells ring, ting-a-ling-ding, hooray for Thanksgiving Day! over the river and through the wood, no matter for winds that blow, or if we get the sleigh upset into a bank of snow. Over the river and through the wood to see little John and Anne, we will kiss them all and play snowball and stay as long as we can. Over the river and through the wood, trot fast, my dapple gray, spring over the ground like a hunting hound, for 'tis Thanksgiving Day. Over the river and through the wood, old Jowler hears our bells. He shakes his pow with a loud bow-bow, and thus the news he tells. Until next time, this is Christina with your Soul Care Minute. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening.
Your Soul Care Minute
brought to you in part today by your friends Heather and Tony at Augie's Deli. Relationships, it's what we're all about at Augie's Deli Orofino. Come and enjoy a cup of coffee with an old friend or meet new ones. Enjoy a Sunday with your best friend and talk about old times or visit about the bright, happy future ahead. Share a sandwich and soup or just relax in Augie's Coffee Corner. On Johnson Avenue, Augie's would like to build a relationship with you, our valued customer and friend. Monday through Friday, visit with friends and family at Augie's Deli.